That's kind of backwards, isn't it? Don't you want to take the short way home and the long way to work? Typically, you know, if you hate your job, they go Super Trap, 93.7 The River. Hopefully you don't hate your job. It is a Friday before Labor Day. If you do hate it, this is only going to make you hate it worse. If you love your job and you're not making the kind of salary you think you should be, this might make you hate it. Everyone likes to see, like, where they fit in, what the average is. So what we're going to do is we're going to make you feel horrible or really, really great. I love reading this stuff because I think everyone, humanly, likes to see how they fit in. I think it's just common, right? If you're wearing a pair of shoes and you're walking, well, not for Joe. Do you ever walk around the streets of Sacramento looking for people that have a haircut like yours?
I do now because you guys all said my haircut sucked and that no one in their right mind would have it, and it was a haircut from the 90s. So I look around now to try and prove it, and what you'll see if you look is haircuts popping up like this.
Okay, so when you see someone that has a haircut like yours, does it make you feel better?
Makes me smile.
Okay, see, that's that sense of inclusion.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, wow, there's someone like me. I'm happy. I'm not just a freak of nature that everyone calls bad names when I leave a room or teases about their hair. I have people like me that are out there.
That's ridiculous and mean. Secondly, if I see too many people with this haircut, I get rid of it.
Oh, then you're going to cut it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, Joe likes the trend-setting aspect. Point being, people, even though they want to be different, they like to feel included. They don't want to feel like they're outcast or freak. So what we have here, these are average salaries in the U.S. depending on your age. Now, in the United States, median household income, that means average, $56,516, okay?
That's actually not that bad.
And for men, at what age do you think a man is going to earn the most money he can earn in his life? How old would that man be? Peak earning potential.
Late 30s, early 40s.
Okay. No, I've actually got time for this. I'm 4 years away. A peak earning male earns the most at 49 years of age.
Really?
And it's 40 for women. So we'll go through these. And Dana, she just turned 28. So Dana, hopefully you're paying attention.
Why do they get to earn it 9 years before we do?
What's that?
Why do women get to earn their peak average or their peak salary 9 years before us?
Well, I think it's because they peak and then teeter out sooner because women aren't fairly represented in the workplace. They don't make as much money. They don't get the promotions as the stories go. So if you're 16 to 19 years of age, you should be making $21,944. That's average. So if you're making less, I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news. Too bad for you. Hopefully you can make more. But if you are making more than $21,944, good for you. 20 to 24, what's that?
I was going to say, a lot of the millennials we talk to that are in that age bracket are making more than that around here.
Well, 16 to 19, that's pretty young. I mean, that's not a bad salary.
I'm sorry. I thought you said 16 to 29.
No. 16 to 19-year-olds are making $21,944.
That's good.
20 to 24-year-olds, average salary should be $27,300. Now we get right into that pocket of the millennial. 25 to 34-year-olds should be making $40,352. Dana, you like that? Does that make you feel good? Make you feel bad?
Well, I'm just shy of that.
Okay. So, you mean age-wise?
No. Monetarily.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
By like $353 or something. I don't know. It's like very shy.
So Dana's right there in the average.
You're right in that wheelhouse, Dana. Yeah.
But here's the thing. Dana's only 28. So she's on the lower end of the spectrum, meaning she has a chance to earn, you know, more money and go above that.
Dana will definitely make more money than that in her life.
As soon as she can lose this go-nowhere show, absolutely.
Yeah, she's got to drop us.
Yeah, the day she gets rid of us is the day she starts counting the money. 35 to 44-year-olds, 50,000. 45 to 54-year-olds, $50,700. So if you're making less, that's under average. If you're making more, good for you. And then 55 to 64-year-olds are making $50,232.
So it stays at 50,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
For all from 35 to 65, you're right there in that high 40, $50,000 range. So
that sucks.
Take that to the boss today. You know, Labor Day weekend, you know, that's what it's all about, workers' rights. The labor union back in New York back in the 1800s, that's why they devised this great three-day weekend to appreciate the workers. Take the information we've given you and just throw it on the throw it down on the desk and say, look, Dog and Joe told me the average is this. I demand a raise today or I don't come back on Tuesday.
This is science. This is proven right here.
And don't put it back to Dog and Joe. Make sure you tell
don't
them it came
do
from.
That.
Yeah, tell them it came from MSN Money. That's where it came from. Here's ZZ Top. We'll get you qualified for the Harley coming up. Plus, we got Tom Petty tickets.